Hi, this is Chris.
And Sarah.
We're just getting ready for a time of boredom.
Excitement.
And consternation.
Welcome to the unofficial Adventures Not a Scene podcast.
Woo!
Yay!
I'm the lettuce to the salad.
Wow.
I'll be going on my beaver hunt.
Wow.
And Sarah is obviously shocked.
You really blew me away.
So yeah, you're absolutely right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Happy Thanksgiving!
What? It's Thanksgiving?
Yeah, didn't you know this is a special Thanksgiving episode?
Oh, no, that's right.
Because I figure, hey, you know, Canadians don't actually celebrate the right day, so you are able to release it on Thanksgiving for us Americans, right? Well, I'm off stuffing my face, you're hard at work.
Don't get me started.
Hey, I had to go to school the day that you had yours, so.
True.
And you go to school in the States, so therefore you probably get it off.
But I also studied on Canadian Thanksgiving. Or did I?
I probably will be, too. Actually, I have to write a bunch of papers.
Okay, so, no Odyssey episode again this week. Odyssey is still on its three-week break, so only another week or so till the next episode airs. Thankfully, as a result, we don't have an Odyssey episode to review, but today we're going to get to some questions and letters you guys have been sending to us.
Could you address our podcast statistics? Do you know how many downloads you get individual through subscriptions and altogether? And that would be from iTac.
Well, that's a really good question. Well, to be honest, the current number of subscribers we have fluctuates on a day-to-day basis. We've had anywhere from 10 subscribers to as high as 115-ish. So it really depends on which day you ask, but on average we have around 100 subscribers, which quite frankly it surprises me and it shocks me. We've been going on since February, or January rather, and the number of subscribers we've been getting has just escalated since then. But it's plateaued around the 100 subscriber mark, so that's about how many subscribers we have. As far as individual downloads we get, it depends on the episode. Currently, the all-time highest downloaded episode is episode number 20.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
That's funny.
Guess what number 2 is?
Probably one of the David Griffin interviews.
Nope, try again.
I have no idea.
Episode 1.
Really?
Which would make sense, because if you're new to the show, you would think start with the first episode. Although, I'm sure not all our listeners are necessarily that logical, so. Yeah. On the whole, we have approximately 10,000 downloads.
Are you serious?
10,000 individual downloads of all the episodes, all the podcasts.
Wow.
No joke. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's growing. It's growing, and
wow.
And Sarah is obviously shocked.
Sarah is very shocked. In fact, I would like to know what the official podcast has and see how, if we're close at all.
Well, I wouldn't be able to provide you with those statistics, and I'm sure
some people could.
I wonder who that person is.
People, not person. People.
Oh, yeah, that's right. People. My mistake.
Wow. I'm shocked right now. People? I am really tempted to do a horrid, horrid quote. No, I won't do it. I won't be that cliched.
Yeah. A lot of the people who've discovered our podcast have discovered it through the Town of Odyssey. However, there have been a handful of individuals who have discovered it and discovered it through iTunes, which has been quite surprising.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, we appreciate the support and all the response we've been getting.
Wow. You really blew me away.
Yes.
10,000?
Yep, over 10,000.
What? We've only had 25. This is our tw- Wait, this is number 26.
Yep. Each individual podcast has an average of about 400 to 500 downloads. Now, this can also include left clicks, which means you just play it off and you don't actually download it. So that doesn't mean how many people have downloaded each show, just to clarify.
Right.
Anyways, that's the long answer to your question, Intac. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, and you can obviously tell that Chris never bothered to share any of that information with me, so...
It's not important. Not important.
See, look, we really are not about the numbers. We didn't even know. You're not just a number. You're really not. Yay!
Really? Okay, next question. This one comes from Susan. And Susan writes, Chris, you made a mistake when you said that this was the first time Christian and non-Christian dating was addressed since Connie and Jeff. What about Jason and Tasha? Also, the story of Jack Allen and his first wife. Remember? I can't think of the titles right off, sorry, but that popped into my head as soon as you said it. Well, like I mentioned in last week's podcast, I'm known to make mistakes about my Odyssey facts, or lack thereof. They're not facts, because obviously I'm getting them all wrong. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I totally forgot about Jason and Tasha and Jack Allen, and I believe his first wife was Emily.
Yes.
Yeah, got that right.
We've heard about her in several episodes.
Most notably, the triangle.
Yes, but that's not where we knew she wasn't a Christian. We found that out much earlier in...
In the... Love is in the Air?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yes.
And I'm right about that one, too. I hope.
Oh. Look, people, he said he was right. Prove him wrong!
Oh. No, I'm gonna get inundated with a bunch of emails. Chris, you're wrong on this, wrong on that. Moving on. Next question.
What is the whole point of this? I wake up and find you guys talking about who can do math better. The unofficial podcast is very boring, so I think I'd rather listen to the official one, except that cartoons is pretty good, and the original one's better.
Well, let me just mention that, didn't you hear the intro to the show? We explicitly mentioned that this would be a podcast of boredom. So.
Yes, that's very true.
Just had to mention that. And I am better at math than Sarah, by the way.
What? Okay, we're not going to argue about that. What is the point of the show? We decided that we wanted to do a radio program, like a podcast, just for fun. We wanted to...
Talk about Odyssey.
We wanted to talk about Odyssey in an intelligent manner with people that would know what we're talking about. Because, frankly, there aren't a lot of people our age that actually still listen to the show. I mean, yes, there's a lot of people that are our age that have listened in the past, but not many that actually still do or know that it's still running. I personally wanted to I enjoy talking about Odyssey. I enjoy trying to get intelligent conversation out of it and finding real life applications to it, because there are. And if you've listened to us enough, you would know that, you know, we've had some really great discussions, even theological stuff. Talking about Odyssey, and yeah, it's a kid's show, but that doesn't mean it's not packed full of things like theology and ethical issues and a lot of other stuff that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So I'm sorry you find this boring. The official podcast is a lot more fun and exciting, and they have a lot more access to things than we do, but I think their purpose is much different than ours is anyway, so...
And we are trying to spice the show up a little bit with the interviews that we are actively looking for. But
we're not trying to copy the official podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to be our unique show. It's just basically a show that covers the fans' perspective on Odyssey, and that's all it is.
We try and give our own opinions, and also if there's stuff that's going on message boards, we try and give that air time too, just because I don't know, like I said, I love talking about, I love Adventures in Odyssey, I love being able to talk about it, and I love learning from it, and we just want to have fun. That's pretty much what it boils down to. We want to have fun,
basically,
and make something that is very simple into something that is more than that.
Make something very simple into a very complicated matter.
No, wait. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like... No. Like, make something that could just be a radio drama that you go to for leisure and to relax, which it is, but also make it something that you can actually learn from, which I think is actually one of the original purposes and ideas that drives Odyssey, is to learn from it. And so that's what we're trying to do to help you by drawing out the ideas ourselves, help make you think about it too.
Absolutely.
And yeah, maybe it is a little bit ridiculous, but you know what? I personally think it's a great idea. So, and
me...
It's not because I'm on it.
No, Sarah's not biased at all. I'm not making that statement.
I don't know if I'm out of line in saying this, but what we talk about here does have an impact. I know that a good number of people at Focus actually, or at least in the Odyssey portion of Adventures in Odyssey over at Focus, actually do listen to us. So
they do pay attention. So
let your voice be heard. No.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to a question from Cammy the Great.
Okay.
What are your favorite school subjects?
Oh dear.
Not math.
I actually don't mind it as long as I like algebra. I love algebra.
Algebra's cool.
Trig is fun too. Anything with graphing, no cool. When I was in middle school and high school, I loved history. It was one of my all-time favorite subjects. Like we talked about last time. If you want to come to Washington, D.C., let me know. And yeah, history is amazing. Right now, I'm a biblical studies major, which means I could take a lot of Bible classes, which would probably tell you that Bible is one of my favorite subjects too. Yeah. Cliched, I know, but still true. What about you, Chris?
Well, if I was still in grade school, I would probably say that English was my favorite subject. Considering the fact that I'm no longer in grade school, I'd have to say leadership. My major is in leadership, and yeah, it's a very intriguing concept, and there are literally thousands and thousands of books and articles that have been written on leadership, and I just find it very fascinating. So that would be my favorite subject.
Cool.
I'll address this next question. How come in your profile on the blog you have the astrological sign listed? No, it's okay. Well, that was not intentional, actually. In the profile, it asked for your birthday, and I said, okay, yeah, sure, I'll put my full birthday in, I don't really care. And it does is list your age and years, and then your astrological sign. And so I promptly removed that, because I don't want to give you guys the wrong impressions about that.
Come on, so. Didn't you learn your lesson from Thanks for the Memories and from Return to the Bible Room?
Yeah, I know. So, that's gone there, but you can read all about my interests and my favorite music artists and stuff like that, so that's cool. Sarah's profile is a lot more interesting than mine, though, so check hers out.
It is?
Tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, was that a hint? Sorry, I'm trying to catch up from all my classes, okay?
No worries at all. Oh, last question here we got was from Brandon, and he asked, Dear Sarah and Chris, actually it says Dear Chris and Sarah, but I just wanted to make Sarah feel better. I love your podcast, and the new intro is hilarious. Anyway, you're both great, and I think you should use a picture of yourselves for a logo. Well, we had, or at least I had contemplated using that, but no. That will not do. Although we should be having a new logo soon, if not now. I'll get on that. But speaking of the blog. Just wanted to quickly plug it for those of you who haven't visited it recently. If you check it out, you'll notice several changes. The first of which is pretty obvious. The layout, of course, is different. And a couple weeks ago, I started posting more than one message, and just, you know, some Odyssey news here and there, and other random bits and pieces. So from this point forward, I'm hoping to attempt to post more regularly with updates on the podcast, as well as just some random musings on Adventures in Odyssey. So definitely feel free to check out the blog and post your comments. And I also set up Sarah with her account too, so she'll be getting in.
Spam in my inbox to like join.
She'll be getting in there on the action.
I will honestly, and I will do my best too, but I am, because of my vision and everything, I have been so busy trying to get caught up with school that I honestly can't do very much right now. And it's not that I'm not interested, and it's not that I don't want to, it's just that I have got to get caught up on my schoolwork. So I'll try and update when I can, but please know that you may not be hearing much from me for the next, a little while.
Yeah.
But at this point, my parents are like, school is your priority, which is obviously true, so I will do, I will do what I can.
Kids, listen to your parents. The end. Oh, and by the way, if you,
You just said the end. Why are you still talking?
Because that was the end of my point. Okay, oh. Now, now the next thing I wanted to mention to you guys is, in case you don't want to, bother visiting the blog every day and seeing if we've posted, you can always subscribe to email updates, which you can access, on the right-hand column. We have a subscribe now section, and you can get email updates, which will send you email whenever we post a new message. And it's really convenient for, new podcasts as well. So if we post a new episode, then you'll be immediately notified.
Sweet.
Yippers. All right.
See
so
how much work Chris puts in all this stuff, you guys. He's amazing. I don't deserve any credit or anything. I just kind of sit here and show up. I'm serious.
As one marvelous listener wrote, I'm the lettuce to the salad.
Yeah, well, I'm the dressing. It's hot. And who eats salad without dressing?
True, but who eats salad without lettuce?
Hello, potato salad doesn't have lettuce in it.
No.
But it has
true.
Dressing.
Yeah. But dressing would make good dip too. I don't know where I'm going with that. But let's move on.
I don't either.
Okay, so that's it as far as letters. Now to the more exciting part of the podcast. Our upcoming
exciting?
Yeah, our upcoming
been exciting enough yet?
Stop interrupting, Sarah. It's very disrespectful.
Disrespectful? Am I supposed to be respecting? I mean, oops.
Respect your elders. Oh, wait, I'm not your elder. Oh, that's right. Sarah's older. Okay.
Yeah, but... Oh, that was last week we were talking about headship, so I don't have to talk about it this time. Going. We're not opening that can of worms again.
No, we're not. Like I was mentioning, the more exciting part of this podcast is right now, the upcoming interview. Who will we be speaking to, Sarah?
Lauren Schaffel. Or is it Schaffel or Schaffel?
Lauren Schaffel, I think, not Shuffle.
I didn't say Shuffle.
Oh, anyways. Lauren Schaffel, the voice of...
Liz Horton.
So that should be very exciting.
Yeah, it should. I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, this will be our, third interview, if you count Nathan and Marshall as a single interview. So, what does that mean for you guys? Well, of course, if you have any questions for her, you can start sending them in now. Start sending them in to aiofanpodcast@hotmail.com.
Yes, please.
Yes,
or
please.
Or to... you can post them in the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast discussion thread on the Town of Odyssey.
Yes, I will. Actually, I'll be creating a separate thread for questions, so you can also submit them via that route as well. So your questions are due on Wednesday, November the 28th. So that gives you about just over a week to send in your questions. And yeah, we look forward to it.
All right. Well, is there anything else, Chris, or are we good?
I think we are good. Everyone have all you American listeners have a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
You have fun doing random Canadian things, Chris.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll be going on my beaver hunt.
What? I'm confused.
Didn't I tell you?
No.
No.
You don't tell me anything, remember?
Yeah, forgot. Okay.
Yep.
That's it, folks. Have a great rest of the day.
Bye!
See ya.